a chevra. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks about Bilam, and it's brought down in Rashi, Perchav Dalp, as a gimel, that Bilam was suma ba'achas me'enav. Bilam was blind in one of his eyes. We have to understand what's the significance of that. Why is that important? Why does the Torah have to tell us that? Okay, shkoyach. But let's take a step back. Let's ask a bigger question, actually. How could it be that Bilam was a Rasha and Bilam was going to curse us? Bilam, we know, was a Navi. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Umas Olam one Navi, one prophet. A Navi means he had interaction on some level with the Ribbono Shel. He had prophecy. He had Giloy Shechina, had revelations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you could be a Rasha? Hey, did he not know godless of the Ribbono Shel? Like, how is that possible? So I think we understand it all in this Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kofei, and that Rashi brings down that he was a Summa Ba'achas Me'enav, B'derech Drush. It was a Heilige Tzaddik, the Avodah Yisrael, the Kashan Tzur Magid. Kashan Tzur Magid gives a Pshat in a different Gemara. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us that someone's Summa Ba'achas Me'enav is Pater Min Re'iyah. If you're blind in one eye, you don't have the mitzvah of being Oila Regal. Because the pasuk basically says you have to see, right? Lo yira p'necha rekam, right? The lashon is you have to see, and you're blind in one eye. You don't have re'iyah. You're putter from re'iyah. You're putter from coming to see, from being ola regal. The obvious question is, try it. You're blind in one eye. Lo aleinu. Nobody should be that. And lemaisa, you lose peripheral vision to that side. But you could see beautifully and perfectly. And if you move your head, you'll see it to that side. If you're learning a sefer, look inside. Does it matter if you have, of course, man, we want. But I'm saying, if you're learning a sefer, try to look with two eyes and look with one eye. You don't see better or worse. You could see with one eye. So why is Summa Ba'achas Me'enav Pater Min Re'iyah? So he explains B'derech Drush on a deeper level. He says there are two Hashkafas Hachayim. There are two things we should always be looking at. And not just looking with our physical eyes, but with the Einei HaSeichel, with the eyes of our mind and our heart. One thing a Yid has to always see is Godless HaBoreh, the greatness of Hashem. You have to always see the greatness of Hashem. And I always feel in the summer, it's a little bit easier. Just walk around and watch the beautiful sunsets that we have this chus that we've spoken about. And look around at the Boyri Alman and Flois HaBoyri, which is a lot easier to see in the summer. You're outside a lot more. Godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But simultaneously, there's another sight we have to have our mind on. There's another eyesight. That is Shiflus HaAdam. Simultaneously, you have to know the lowliness of man. And not in a depressing way. Not to feel that I'm worthless. And not to have a low self-esteem. But to realize compared to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm nothing. And compared to whatever I've done, I could do so much more. And yes, be proud of what I've achieved, but want to be even more in learning, in davening, in chesed, in every area. So simultaneously, when I realize godless, and they should play hand in hand, I realize godless habore, I should realize shiflus adam. And that allows me to always want to be growing and always want to be achieving more. So the Kashan Tzur Magid says, suma ba'achas me'enav. If you're missing one of those hashkafas achayim, either you're not recognizing the godless of the Borei, the greatness of Hashem, or you don't have shiflus adam, you're pata maria. That's not the type of person Hashem wants to be seeing. You don't have it. You don't have the foundation of what it is to be an Eved Hashem. You're pata maria. Maybe that's exactly pshat, why the Torah emphasizes in Imre Yosef. Heilige Imre Yosef, the Spinker Rebbe, Zechazad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he uses his Kashan Magid and say, that's pshat in Bilam. In Bilam. What's pshat? In Bilam? Bilam that we emphasize, he was Pater me'achas me'enav. Why? Obviously, as a Navi, he understood godless haboyre. He's a Navi. He's getting nevuah. But he clearly didn't understand shiflus adam. He didn't understand who he was and have the proper humility. And he thought that he could come and he's like on a level like the Ribbono Shel Olam. I could go and curse somebody. I could go do these things. So that was his downfall. He didn't, and that's why he was a Rasha, because he was Summa Ba'achas Me'enav. Summa Ba'achas Me'enav is telling us what his downfall was. And therefore, each and every one of us, we learn all these parshas. You learn parshas of Rasham, you learn, it's to grow, it's to learn, it's to grow from, to what? Lo aleinu. We shouldn't be chas v'sholom suma b'achas meinav. But we should always have simultaneously the ashgava of godless habori, the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But through that shiflas adam, and not again, not a low self-esteem, be proud of what we've achieved and who we are and what character traits we have and what midas we have. But realize we always have to be growing and always can do more. And with that, we'll be zoichet, only bring bracha into the world, not klola that needs to be turned into bracha, but bracha by itself, with bizna shiach, with the gula shleima, b'meher v'meinu, and we have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh.